This is a SADC initiative, not an initiative by individual countries. In terms of the SADC peacekeeping outfit, you have a SADC standby brigade, which is composed of soldiers from all the member states. So this is the brigade that will be activated. So it is not any one country that is participating. It is SADC as a bloc.
So what does this mean for Zimbabwe?
In terms of our treaty obligation, we have to contribute troops to SADC, and SADC will deploy.
When will this happen?
SADC is activating the brigade right now. It should be ready in a matter of weeks.
And who will pay, though, even though it's the region that has decided? Will Zimbabwe actually pay for this, or SADC will pay for the deployment of the troops?
Both.
Can you explain?
This is a what is called a neutral international force. And it will be, SADC will have to source out funding for it.
But when you say both, what will Zimbabwe have to do?
Zimbabwe will contribute the troops. Of course, it had some expense to it, but most of the expenses are going to be sourced from outside, so then from even the United Nations.
And how many troops is Zimbabwe sending?
I don't know. It is something that is being worked out by SADC.
Is there any idea as to how long this will take?
I don't think it will be for more than a year.
You said that SADC will put in most of the money, and also other organizations like the United Nations and the AU. But the bit that Zimbabwe will be putting in, can the country afford sending troops to the DRC?
It is minimum cost. So it will be transport and water to get them to join the brigade, but not funding the operation itself. Zimbabwe will not fund the operation.
What will the troops be doing?
It will be a neutral international force that is supposed to keep the two sides apart and achieve a situation where there is some stability in the eastern part of the Congo, and the government can actually extend its control of the area.
So basically it will be different from what happened before, where Zimbabwe actually participated in the war on the side of the DRC government.
It will be very different. It is a neutral intervention. That's why it is being called a neutral international force. It was proposed by the Great Lakes region, and they've decided to cooperate with SADC on that. So SADC will cooperate their countries from East Africa, which will also contribute. It is not SADC alone.